Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord,
have your way.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to the living God, to the living God, to the living God. Hallelujah. Most gracious And most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come, Father God, on this afternoon, lifting up your holy and your righteous name. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We come to say thank you, Father God. We're already halfway through this new day, but Father God, nevertheless, it is your day, and it is a day that you have made. And Father God, we come with grateful hearts, Father God, and we come to say thank you, 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 Father God, hallelujah, for another Sunday, Father God, when we can not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, Father God, but we know that there's no time and distance in the spirit, Father God, and as we gather all around the world, Father God, on this morning, some places afternoon, some places evening, some places, Father God, but nevertheless, Father God, hallelujah, you are there, hallelujah, and so we say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Father, everywhere we have come short of your glory, Father God, hallelujah, and your honor, and your praise, Father God, and we thank you for your faithfulness, Father God, to forgive us and to cleanse us, Father God. We say thank you, Father God, as we come to hear, Father, and to celebrate and to participate in this service on today. Father, we ask that you will anoint our ears to hear, Father God, our eyes to see, our spirits to receive, Father, for we know that your word will not return into your void, but it will most definitely accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we say, speak to us today, Father. Father, we ask right now, Father God, that you would eliminate all the distractions that will come, Father God, to stop us from hearing, Father God, our portion of the service today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just bless you right now. We pray for people everywhere. Father, we pray for those in India. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We pray for those in Brazil. We pray for those in Africa, in the United States of America, right next door to us, Father God, even in our own houses, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for your continued grace and mercies, Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Everybody who don't know you, Father, they will have a will to know you, that they will stop worshiping dogs and cats and cows, Father God, and know that there's only one true and living God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And those who know you already will know you better, know you more, Father God, come out of lukewarm and come into hot, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And we bless your name right now, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice, every family represented, Father, even those, Father God, that will be coming, signing in another minute or two. Father God, we just want to say thank you, not just for this original recording, but Father, even for the replay. So we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer, Father God, hallelujah. And we ask that you would have your way in our services as we commit this service into your hands, hallelujah. And we say thank you and we bless you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. We want to say good afternoon, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Amen, hallelujah, and welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our fellowship services where we come to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen, on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday. Amen, a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing already, and we are glad in it. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I'm the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and I'm telling you, we're just so glad. We're just so glad. Amen. Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ is Lord. So if this is your first time with us, may it not be your last time. Amen. Please, please, please enjoy the services on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As we come with a word from the Lord on today. And we meet on this same platform 7 days a week. Amen. Monday through Saturdays, we're here at 6 a.m. in the morning for our breakfast for champions. And then we're back on Sundays at 12 o'clock. We also have an altar prayer where we meet 2 times a day to pray. Pray for our nation, pray for our country, pray for our neighbors, pray for ourselves. Amen. We have Bible study, amen, on Wednesdays, and we have spiritual warfare training, amen, every other Saturday. So we bless the Lord, and we bless the Lord. Amen. So that is our welcome to you, amen, for your first time, and that is our welcome for you who are here every time. Amen, that we call in. Amen, it's a good day. It's a good day because God has made it. Amen, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it's all good because when God made you, he said it was good. Amen, and we bless the Lord. Good, 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 good. And it's not a cliche, but the Lord is good all the time. Amen and amen. Okay, our scripture today and also our sermon this morning will be coming from 1 Kings chapter 13, and I'm going to read that in your hearing now. 1 Kings chapter 13, and it reads like this. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse number 1. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse number 1. And I'm going to be reading out at the NIV, amen, today. By the word of the Lord, a man of God came from Judah to Bethel as Jeroboam was standing by the altar to make an offering. By the word of the Lord, he cried out against the altar. Altar, altar, this is what the Lord says. A son named Josiah will be born to the house of David. On you he will sacrifice the priests of the high places who make offerings here, and human bones will be burned on you. The same day the man of God gave a sign. This is the sign the Lord has declared. The altar will be split apart and the ashes on it will be poured out. When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, he stretched out his hand from the altar and said, "Seize him." But the hand he stretched out toward the man shriveled up so that he could not pull it back. Also, the altar was split apart and its ashes poured out according to the sign given by the man of God, by the word of the Lord. Then the king said to the man of God, "Intercede with the Lord your God and pray for me, that my hand may be restored." So the man of God interceded with the Lord, and the king's hand was restored and became as it was before. The king said to the man of God, "Come home with me for a meal, and I will give you a gift." But the man of God answered the king, "Even if you were to give me half your possessions, I would not go with you, nor would I eat bread or drink water here. For I was commanded by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water or return by the way you came." So he took another road and did not return by the way he had come to Bethel. Now, there was a certain old prophet living in Bethel whose sons came and told him all that the man of God had done there that day. They also told their father what he had said to the king. Their father asked him, "Which way did he go?" And his son showed him which road the man of God from Judah had taken. So he said to his sons, "Saddle the donkey for me." And when they had saddled the donkey for him, he mounted it and rode after the man of God. He found him sitting under an oak tree, and he asked, "Are you the man of God who came from Judah?" "I am," he replied. So the prophet said to him, "Come home with me and eat." The man of God said, "I cannot turn back and go with you, nor can I eat or drink water with you in this place. I have been told by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water there, or return by the way you came." The old prophet answered, "I am a prophet, as you are. And an angel said to me, by the word of the Lord, bring him back with you to your house, so that he may eat bread and drink water." But he was lying to him. So the man of God returned with him and ate and drank in his house. While they were sitting at the table, the word of the Lord came to the old prophet who had brought him back. He cried out to the man of God who had come from Judah. "This is what the Lord says. You have defied the word of the Lord and have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. You came back and ate bread and drank water in the place where he told you not to eat or drink. Therefore, your body will not be buried in the tomb of your ancestors." When the man of God had finished eating and drinking, the prophet who brought him back saddled his donkey for him. As he went on his way, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his body was left lying on the road with both the donkey and the lion standing beside it. Some people who passed by saw the body lying there with the lion standing beside the body. And they went and reported it in the city where the old prophet lived. When the prophet who had brought him back from his journey heard of it, he said, "It is the man of God who defied the word of the Lord. The Lord has given him over to the lion, which has mauled him and killed him, as the word of the Lord had warned him." The prophet said to his son, "Saddle the donkey for me." And they did. Then he went out and found the body lying on the road, with the donkey and the lion standing beside it. The lion had neither eaten the body nor mauled the donkey. So the prophet picked up the body of the man of God, laid it on the donkey, and brought it back to his own city to mourn for him and bury him. Then he laid the body in his own tomb, and they mourned over him and said, "Alas, my brother." After burying him, he said to his own son, "When I die, bury me in the grave where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones." For the message he declared by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel, and against all the shrines on the high places in the towns of Samaria, will certainly come true. Even after this, Jeroboam did not change his evil ways, but once more appointed priests for the high places and all sorts of people. Anyone who wanted to become a priest, he consecrated for the high places. This was the sin of the house of Jeroboam that led to his downfall and to its destruction from the face of the earth. And this is the word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. And we bless Jesus. From this portion of scripture, beloved, we are coming to you with a message today. Listen. Listen, listen. Because a hard head makes a soft butt. After another selection, hallelujah, we will come back and go immediately into the word of the Lord for this morning.
The recording has started.
And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord is good all the time. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 13 is very, very interesting. Portion of scripture, beloved. It's not a parable, but it is actually, amen, a true writing. As I was sitting here, amen, waiting, amen, to come up to deliver the Holy Spirit, amen, changed the title of my message, amen, glory be to God, and he reworded it, amen, and the title now is Listen, because a hard head makes a dead butt. A hard head makes a dead butt. Amen. And so we read in the 1 Kings chapter number 13, amen, glory be to God, and amen. It tells us, amen, about the prophet, amen. And it didn't even have a name for the prophet, but we know that he was a bold prophet. He was bold. Glory be to God, amen. He was. The Bible tells us that the righteous are as bold as a lion, amen. He was very courageous, and his boldness cannot easily be overrated. A matter of fact, the Bible tells us when we read this scripture, beloved, in the King James, it tells us he came and he cried in the word of the Lord. He didn't cry out the word. He cried in the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us that it's in Christ that we live, we move, we breathe, and we have our being. So he was in God doing the will of the Lord when he was sent to the king. Amen. To warn the king, glory be to God, that destruction was coming. Glory be to God. Your worshiping false gods here with a small g. You're making anybody a high priest, anybody that acts you, people that are not consecrated, don't qualify, you know, and so you're doing everything wrong here. Glory be to God. And he went, glory, and that took a lot of courage for him to do that. Amen. Proverbs 3:3 tells us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto our own understanding. Amen. Glory be to God. But he went. Glory be to God. And he cried out, and the king got angry, glory be to God, and went to reach out to get him and said, how dare you, prophet, come into my court and declare this to me. And it said when the king reached out to grab the prophet, that his hand withered. Oh, my God, Jesus. His hand withered. Amen. Glory be to God. And the prophet had to pray for the king's hand to be restored. Oh, we want to bless the touch, not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Glory be to God. So he went. Glory be to God. And when we think about the boldness of God's people, we think about how much boldness it took for Moses to go and dare Pharaoh. Amen. The wrath of Pharaoh, but Moses went. We think about Elijah. How much boldness it took for him to stand alone and face to face with the prophets of Baal, but Elijah went. We think about Brother Peter and Brother John, how much boldness it went for them to go and face the Sanhedrin, but they went, glory be to God. And so this prophet, he went, glory be to God, and the Bible says he passed the test. He passed the test. He told King Jeroboam what the Lord had told him to do. Glory be to God. And then afterwards, after the miracle took place, when King Jeroboam saw that this was really a man of God because he prayed and his hand was restored, glory be to God, he invited him to stay on over. He said, come on over and have a dinner at the royal table. I want to fix you a big meal. Amen. But he resisted the temptation. Amen. The king's invitation to eat at the royal table. Why? Because God told him don't do it. Amen. Glory be to God. But even though the prophet resisted that temptation, he was not safe yet. Because he passed the first test, beloved. But let me tell you something. As soon as one temptation is overcome, another temptation is ready to overtake us on life's roads. And this is why we must be very watchful, amen, and stay in prayer. We must watch and pray. Because just because you passed that test last night, that test last week, don't mean you're out of the water yet, because here came another one. Beloved, amen. So as the prophet went on his way, glory be to God, but here's a second test. Here's a second test, beloved, and this second test here was successful, but it was also fatal. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we find out with this second test that the prophet experienced a fall. After the first victory was won, glory be to God. You passed the first test, but the second test causes you to fall. Oh, glory be to God. So what happened is, glory be to God, he got tired. He did what the Lord told him to do. The Lord said, pronounce judgment. He said, don't eat, don't drink, don't turn. He said, and just leave. Glory be to God. And he did what the Lord told him to do. But evidently, he must got tired. He got tired in his journey, and he made a pit stop. But the Lord didn't tell you to stop, but he made a pit stop. It reminds me of Elijah, when Elijah had called fire down. Y'all remember that? Glory be to God. He called fire down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One day, hallelujah, the next day, Elijah was running, amen, from the queen. Glory be to God. Running from the queen. Why? What happened? Amen. Because he got tired. Amen. This is why the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, to be constantly renewed in the spirit of our minds in the book of Ephesians 4:23. And our Lord also tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, therefore we do not give up, even though our outer person is being destroyed, yet our inner person is being renewed day by day. Amen. We must stay in that spirit of revival. Well, the prophet made a pit stop when God didn't tell him to stop. Well, glory be to God. When the Lord said, I want you to do this, and I want you to hurry up and get out of there. I want you to do this thing. I want you to go in there. I want you to go into this dark place. I want you to go into this place I'm calling you. I want you to go into this speakeasy. I want you to go into this whorehouse. I want you to go into this place. Yeah, I'm the one that's calling you in, but when you get finished doing what I tell you to do, I want you to just don't look back. I don't want you to stop and drink a cup of water. Don't drink a cup of tea. Don't get a hot dog and a hamburger roll. Don't get nothing. I want you to do what I tell you to do and get on up out of there. Glory be to God. But the prophet made a stop. Oh, my God. The Bible says he took a seat under the tree in the city that the Lord told him to leave. Maybe he was hungry, beloved. Oh, glory be to God. The question is, amen, what are you hungry for? Hallelujah. Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Glory be to God. So when the old prophet got news, it was another prophet in that town, beloved, in Bethel, but he was a false prophet. And his sons came home and said, there was a prophet in town, Daddy. Let me tell you what happened. He told King Jeroboam what was going to happen, and he threatened him, and his hand withered up, and you should have seen it, Father. And then he prayed for his hand, and his hand was restored. And he said, oh, yeah? He said, where he at? He said, I don't know, but he went that way. He said, get my donkey. Get it. And the old man jumped on the donkey, glory be to God, and caught up with the prophet, sitting under the tree, making a pit stop where God told him not to stop. Oh, yeah. And so the prophet here, the old prophet, he induced him to enter his house in Bethel. He said, come on home with me and get yourself something to eat. Get yourself some strength for your journey. He said, come on home with me. He said, but I can't go back back. He said, I can't go back. The Lord gave me strict instructions. The Lord told me I can't eat. The Lord told me I can't drink. The Lord told me I can't even go back the same way I came. I came. I got to come back a different way. He said, I can't go. Glory be to God. The prophet said, sure you can. He said, sure you can. He said, look, I'm a prophet too. You a prophet? I'm a prophet. He said, come on, and come on home with me. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, do you believe, amen, hallelujah, the prophet got up and went on back with the old, with the lying prophet. Oh, disobeying the command that the Lord had given him when the Lord told him no refreshments on this journey. There will be no refreshments, and don't turn back the same way you came, but he did it anyway. Glory be to God. When the Lord has said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Don't have no fellowship with those sinners. Not this time. Oh, no, you won't. He said, because I was sending you to denounce the sin. But what that prophet did, beloved, is he made a decision based on his feelings. He said, well, I feel like it's all right. I mean, I got peace in this thing. He a prophet. I'm a prophet. So he made a decision based on his feelings. Oh, you better watch out for your feelings, beloved. Your feelings will trick you up sometime. 1 John chapter 4 says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Believe not every spirit. But the prophet believed the prophet. He believed this spirit, this lying spirit. He believed the lie over the truth. When Jesus plainly tells us, beloved, he said that I am the truth. St. John 14:6. Isaiah 53 comes and poses a question, beloved. Whose report are you going to believe? Whose report? You going to believe the Lord? Or you going to believe, amen, the spirit of the world? This prophet, this man of God, beloved, he was bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray, led amok, by so-called brethren. He was deceived by false brethren. Oh, my God, Jesus. He was deceived by a deceiver. He was deceived by a disobedient prophet and a liar who had masked in the angel face of truth. He was a wolf in sheep clothing. He was pretending to be of the flock. He was pretending to be in the fellowship. He was pretending to love the Lord. Glory be to God. And he deceived this prophet, this man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. To come on back home with him. Hallelujah. And violate what God has told him. Beloved, let us not be deceived. We cannot believe man over God. Glory be to God. That prophet came in the spirit of his father. That prophet, that old prophet came in the spirit of his father, who happened to be the devil, because the Bible said the devil is a liar, and he's the father of it. He abodes not in the truth, and there is no truth in him. Brother Paul tells us in Galatians 1:16, Paul said, look, I did not confer with flesh and blood. Paul said, when I heard from God, I didn't need to talk to nobody else. I didn't need your opinion. I didn't need your opinion. I didn't need to call you. I didn't need to text you. I didn't need to email you. I didn't even need to hear from you, because I already heard from God. So it didn't make no difference what you was going to say. I was going to avoid that anyway, because I already heard from God. Glory be to God. King David, glory be to God. King David writes in the Psalms, he said, I was deceived by a man like myself. I was deceived by a false brethren. We went to church together. We ate together. Oh, glory be to God. We did things together. And I had him close to my bosom. I trusted this person, and he was the one that bit me. Oh, glory. Glory be to the living God. God gave the prophet instructions not to stop, but he made a pit stop. But let me tell you something. It is a perilous thing to linger in a scene of temptation. Though for a time we may have to go into it in order to do the Lord's work, God may call you into some dry places. He may call you into some dark places. That's why we can't criticize and judge people when you see them coming out of the bar, or when you see them coming out of this place, because maybe they had to go in there for an assignment. But baby, when the assignment is over, you got to pack your grip and get on up out of there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't say, pass me a Budweiser while I'm up in here. No, you got to get up out of there. Oh, glory be to God. Let me tell you something. If this prophet had not rested, hallelujah, if he had not stopped when the Lord told him to hurry on, if he had just hurried on up out of there, he would not have been overtaken before he crossed the borderline of safety between the two kingdoms. He wasn't in safety yet. He hadn't crossed the borderline. Oh, glory be to God. Why? Well, maybe because of self-compliance. Maybe he was self-confident. See? By his successful resistance to the king. I mean, after all, I just refused dinner at the royal table. See? And so I got it like that. So you got to be careful of that spiritual arrogance. You have to be careful of that self-confidence. You have to be careful of that sense of false security. He should have hurried on up. He should have did what the Lord told him to do and hurried on up out of there. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, you better hurry up. You better hurry up. Oh, glory be to God. But he turned back. Oh, glory be to God. He turned some turn around and tell your neighbor, said, I ain't going back. I ain't going back. He turned back and went the same way, amen, that he came from. Oh, glory be to God. He went backwards. Ah, glory be. Nowhere in the scripture where the Lord tells us to go backwards. He went backwards, but he went backwards at a quicker rate. Took you 6 hours to get here, but you go back, amen, hallelujah, in 1 hour. It took you 20 years to get to this place in God, but when you go back, you find out you can fall back in 20 minutes. Ah, glory be to the living God. In his turning back, the prophet fell. Because he yielded to the temptation. He yielded to Satan's master temptation when he should have fled. Y'all remember the story of Joseph, amen, when Joseph was being tempted by Pharaoh's wife to go to bed with her. He said, nah, baby, I ain't going down like that. And the Bible says, amen, he just ran up out of the house. She grabbed his coat, amen, and used that to accuse him to have him thrown in jail. But Joseph said, I'm getting out of this situation if I got to run. Glory, that's what the prophet should have did. Glory, when the old man came to him, inducing him to come back, turn back, do what the Lord told him not to do, he should have just got up and said, see ya, don't want to be ya, and I'm up out of here. Glory be to God, but he didn't. But let me tell you this. Temptation is strongest when it comes in the guise of friendship. Our temptation is the strongest when they pretend to be our friends, when you think you're talking to family members, when you think you're talking to friends, when you think you're talking to people who like you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's where Satan gets you. He should have hurried up and got on out of there. Beloved, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says this, no temptation has taken you except no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Huh? Oh, yeah. He could have avoided going back, The temptation wasn't that strong because God always makes a way for us to escape temptation. Galatians 1 and 8 says, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. Glory be to God. It didn't make a difference. Hallelujah. If an angel came, if the old prophet came, if anybody came to turn this prophet around, this prophet should have said, no, thank you. I've heard from God. I got God's instructions, and I ain't doing nothing. Now, somebody say, no compromise. Somebody say, no deal. I ain't cutting no deal with the devil. Oh, no. No deal. No deal. No deal. Hallelujah. Beloved, my question this morning is, are you listening? Are you listening? The Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Beloved, if God had changed his mind pertaining to that prophet, wouldn't he be God enough to have told the prophet first? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That prophet knew that God does not contradict himself. Glory be to God. Isaiah 30 and 21 says this, if you stray to the right or to the left, you will hear a word that comes from behind you. This is the way, walk in it. Beloved, are you listening? But listen, why are you eating bread? The Lord went to the prophet, and the prophet sitting at the table, the evil table. He said, what you doing here, boy? Why are you eating bread with this wolf in sheep clothing? He did the same thing to Adam. Remember when Adam sinned? Amen. God walking through the garden said, Adam, where art thou? Boy, what you doing here? Oh, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. What you doing here? Some of you need to turn around and ask yourself a question. Say, why? What am I doing here? Why am I here? Glory be to God. The Lord said, you should have kept going. I told you not to turn back. You should have kept going. I told you don't have no fellowship with these people. You should have kept going. I told you don't eat and drink here. You should have kept going. I told you to keep going. I gave you instructions. Why aren't you listening to me? Glory be to God. Psalms 32 and 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, you got to move in destiny. You got some place to go. I'm taking you somewhere. You can't be late. Glory be to God. Are you listening? Hallelujah. His going back, when that prophet went back, it cost him his life. We said a hard head makes a dead butt. It cost him his life, beloved. Why? Because partial obedience is disobedience. It might seem like a small thing. Well, I'm sure God ain't going to mind. I'm just going to go over here and just go get me a little bologna sandwich and a little Kool-Aid. I'm sure God ain't going to mind because God, nah. Remember when Adam and Eve ate of the tree? It seemed like a small thing, didn't it? Oh, we only going to take one bite. We only going to take one bite. But what? It was a direct act of disobedience and therefore brought death into the world. Beloved, obedience is better than sacrifice. Acts King Saul, when the kingship was ripped away from King Saul because God told him, go and destroy, amen, all the animals, amen, all the people. Glory. And he came back and said, well, you know, the people wanted me. They thought it was a good idea for me to keep the bestest of the bestest. Seemed like a small thing, didn't it? Huh? Cost him, amen, hallelujah, the kingship and his life. Beloved, obedience is better than sacrifice. God will test our obedience and our love. He tells us in St. John 14, 15, if you love me, you will obey me. Hallelujah. When the prophets sin, when we sin, beloved, we grieve the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When we are told in Ephesians 4 and 30, it says, beloved, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Disobedience is a great sin. sin. Now, the prophet committed a sin of omission, which what does that mean? That means he didn't willfully disobey God. He didn't willfully. He didn't say, no. But he still disobeyed God. That's why, beloved, we have the sin of omission and we have the sin of commission. The sin of commission is when you know you're doing wrong. The sin of omission is when you don't know you're doing wrong. Nevertheless, it's all sin. Whoo! And the fatal result of his disobedience, beloved, his destiny was cut short, and he died prematurely. Ecclesiastes 7:17 says, do not be overly wicked nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time? He forfeited his life. Check this out as I close. He forfeited his life not for committing murder. He forfeited his life not for committing adultery, but he forfeited his life for eating bread in a particular place where God told him not to do it. The Bible says when the meal was over, he got on the horse, but on the donkey, beloved, and went on his way and met a lion in the way, and the lion mauled him to death. The lion, and the prophet was a lion, because the righteous are as bold as a lion. He was a lion in the spirit, but he got cut down by another lion, a physical lion. And the Bible tells us that the devil walketh about as a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Why, beloved? Because he was not listening. He was not watching. He was not obedient. Matter of fact, this prophet was just too easy. He was too easy. Beloved, how easy are you? How easy are you to agree with every comment, with every suggestion, with every opinion? How easy are you to sway away from the will of the Lord when you know what God's will is for your life? When you already heard from God, God has already spoken to you. The question this morning, beloved, is are you listening? Are you listening? When our children don't listen, we know what we take them through, time out, the punishment. Amen. You know how you treat your children when they ain't listening. Well, guess what? We the Lord's kids. He did not listen, beloved, and it cost him his life. We say a hard head make a dead butt. A lot of people will be living today. A lot of people would not be incarcerated today. A lot of people would not be in a situation they're in today if only they had listened to the voice of the Lord. Beloved, he is an example of those who come almost to the close of life with honor and then end it in shame. I mean, just doing things right, just doing things right, serving the Lord, listening to the Lord, but you close your life in shame because you thought you had it made because of what you did yesterday. Beloved, are you listening? Now get this, and I'm finished. The same old man, the same old prophet that deceived this prophet, he did the ceremony. He went, got the dead man, picked him up, brought him back, and did the ceremony, did the eulogy. The person who tricked him, the person who deceived him, is the person crying over him, did the ceremony and pretended to mourn. Now, that's a sad commentary. That's why I see why some people say, look, when I have my funeral, listen what I want. Don't even put this person up. Amen. Look, just take me straight to the grave, y'all. Because they don't want all them false people standing up crying over them like they loved them so much and they were stabbing them in the back all their lifetime. The same prophet that caused this man to lose his life was the one standing over him doing the eulogy. And buried him. Now, beloved, you know that's sad. All of this, why? Because he didn't listen. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning. Don't turn back. Make up your mind, and I ain't going back. ain't going back. I'm not looking back. I'm moving ahead. I come to encourage you to listen to God. I come to encourage you to believe God. I come to encourage you to trust God. I come to encourage you to obey God. God, don't turn back. Whatever you do, be like Brother Paul. Brother Paul says, I ain't going back. He said, but I'm going to press forward. I'm going to put some effort in this. I'm a little bit tired, but I'm going to press forward. I'm a little bit hungry, but I'm going to press forward. I'm not quite sure where God's taking me, but I'm going to press forward. I can't go back to that. I ain't going back. I don't care how pretty the royal table was. I don't care how fresh the food was. I don't care how good it smelled. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care. I ain't going back. Baby, I'm telling you, it was good when I had it, but I got something better because I'm running with Jesus. I ain't going back, baby. I'm telling you, you got my attention on the temptation, but I'm going to shake myself because God is made a way for me to escape this temptation. I ain't going back. I say no. I say hell to the no. I say hell to the no, no. And I ain't going back. God has already gave me instructions not to go back. I got to press forward. I got to see what the end gonna be. I'ma run with my Jesus because my Jesus is running with me. And I'm not going back. I'm gonna listen. I'm not going to have a hard head because a hard head makes a dead butt. I ain't dying before my time. I ain't going to be caught up in some place I shouldn't have been. Hallelujah. When God didn't have want me to be there, I ain't going to be caught up there. Oh, no. Oh, no. When that home invasion take place, I ain't going to be there. When them bullets start to riddling, I ain't going to be there. No. I ain't stopping for no pit stop. I ain't stopping under no tree. I ain't stopping in no department store. I ain't stopping nowhere. I'm going to hurry on up and get the heck out of here. Hallelujah. My past is over. My past is over. I done did what the Lord told me to do. I done messed up sometimes. Hallelujah. But his grace and mercy brought me out. Hallelujah. I passed the first test. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pass the next test too. Because the God that I serve is able. He is able. He is able. Beloved, are you listening? Are you listening? Beloved, are you listening? Are you listening? Are you listening? He who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Please don't go back. Please do what God told you to do. You might look funny. People might not understand. You might be ridiculed. Hallelujah, beloved. Faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it'll be so, because God said so. Trust God. Trust God that he going to bring you out. He going to bring you out of Bethel. He going to bring you out. He going to bring you out. Hallelujah. If he brought you in, he going to bring you out. Don't make no pit stops, because it might cost you your life, because a hard head makes a dead butt. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. We say thank you for the word of God on today, God. We bless you. We thank you, God. We magnify you, God. We glorify you.
This session is no longer being recorded.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And our soul says amen. Hallelujah. Our soul says amen. Hallelujah, and our soul says amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Thank you.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Bless the Lord. We want to thank God for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Amen, hallelujah, encouraging us, amen, to be obedient to the Lord and listen and do what the Lord is calling us to do. Hallelujah, that we might live a long life, a healthy life, and a blessed life. Amen. In Jesus' name, In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, okay, you got to listen. You got to listen. You got to listen. Amen. The day that you hear his voice and heart and not your heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on to Jesus today. Come on to Jesus today. Come on to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If you open up your heart, open up your mouth, open up your heart, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Father, I am a sinner. I ask that you would forgive me for my sins. Glory be to God. I open my heart to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I invite him to come and to live in me, to live in me, to be my King. Glory be to God, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, and to use my life for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for saving me. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm saved. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. If you just said that, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. You have been received into the Lord's kingdom. You have been born again and by the Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Amen. And this is the beginning, amen, of your new life in Christ Jesus. Please reach out to us and let us know. Amen. Glory be to God. We'd like to, amen, help you with your kingdom walk, help you to grow into your full maturity. Amen. Pray with you, pray for you. Amen. And also send you some materials that would help you into your growth and your development. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We want to receive, amen, our offerings for today. Amen. Our tithes and on offerings and donations to this ministry. Amen. Going to glory be. Better listen. The Lord has already told you what to give. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't cheat him out of a dollar. Don't cheat God out of $1. The Lord has already laid on your heart what to give. Amen. And when you give unto him. Amen. Why? Because the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. And you will be blessed. Give and it shall be given. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, and they will be meet in my house. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is God's idea of funding the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom should not be at the bank and the loan companies looking for money. Amen. To do ministry. Amen. The money should be in the pot. Amen. Hallelujah. For those, amen, who obey, who listen and obey the Lord in their tithes and in their offerings. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Glory be to God. You can go straight to our website at www.life, L-I-F-E, Life Word Jesus, lifewordjesus.org, and hit the donate button there. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord for you and you. Visit our website, find out more about our ministry. Meet us at the altar of prayer 5 days a week. We're there. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. Amen. And we meet on this platform every morning, 6 in the morning. Amen. For our spiritual breakfast. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you are a first-time visitor, please, we love to hear from you. We love to hear from you. Amen. So reach out to us via email or telephone. Our telephone number is 267-719-3386. Amen. If I was talking too fast, just go to the website. Amen. And you will find all of that information. All right. Amen. That's it for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Father God, we bless you. We magnify you. Father God, thank you for helping us. Father, we want to first of all confess our sins because, Father God, we have not been obedient. Father, some areas of our life, we just wasn't listening to you because we had our own mind made up. We allowed other people to come in and sway us to do things in the opposite direction, do things in a way that you did not tell us, Father God. Change the color of things, change the scheme of things, change the timing of things. They just come in changing everything, and we, oh, Father God, we submitted to them, but that's not what you told us, Father. So we, Father God, first of all, want to confess our sins. And Father God, we ask that you would just help us to be obedient, Father, whatever the cost. That nothing is too big, nothing is too small in your kingdom. If you said it, then God, so be it, Father. So we just want to say thank you. Father God, we want to pray for those around the world who are suffering with COVID-19, those of them who are suffering with other ailments, Father, cancer and heart disease and Crohn's disease and, Father God, all type of afflictions. Father God, we pray for them. Father God, we pray for those who have been mentally abused, physically abused, Father, sexually abused. Father God, we pray for those who are being abused and even the abuser, Father, because hurt people, Father God, that you will bring deliverance, that you will bring salvation to the house. Father, you said with sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Somebody's crying out today. Father God, they're desperate. They're in anguish, Father God. They don't know what to do, Father God. Somebody's incarcerated that don't have no business being there, Father God. They got the wrong person locked up, Father, and they got the guilty person walking free. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but we pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's in the graveyard, Father God, because they wasn't listening to you, and it cost them their life, Father God. We pray for the families that are grieving, the families that are hurt, Father God. Father, we pray for our minister Estelle, Father, in the transition of her mother, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for her, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, hallelujah. We just crying out, Father God, how for all the prayer petitions all around, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for the ones that you've already answered. We want to thank you right now, Father God, for what you're already doing and those things even yet to be revealed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, over, 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 and over again. Father, bless the balance of our day. Father God, hallelujah, as you download your instructions to us, Father God, help us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you, and help us not to let no devil in hell, Father God, not our best friend, not somebody we truly admire, help nobody, not even angels, to talk us out of what you have already told us to do, Father. And we thank you for confirming it, Father. Without a shadow of a doubt, we can know that we have heard from you, because you will always confirm your word and not through no lying false brethren or sister. And we say thank you even right now. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, hallelujah, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We seal this prayer, hallelujah. We bind every spirit of retaliation, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church says amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated, amen, and darkness is dispelled, amen, because Jesus Christ, amen, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, amen, he is the Lord of Lords, amen, amen, and amen.
My soul, Savior, 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 my soul, Savior, Savior, to your will.
Come on, Jesus, just sing it with me.
My soul,
thank you. Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways.
Can I take it again?
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide and be my light.
Hey!
Be my way, be my will. Oh my Lord,
ha!
Please lay your...
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide. Be my way, be my will. Oh my Lord, come later. My soul, Savior, Savior, Savior. My soul, Savior.
Everybody, everybody.
Hallelujah.